Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:15, hot and muggy and a chance for showers, but the tropics are quiet and we'll take it, right? Roy Karuba joins us now, president of Flood Protection Authority East, as well as Joshua Rondino, superintendent for the Orleans and East Jefferson Levy District Police Departments. Josh, former UNO campus police chief, right, Josh? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. I went to UNO, graduated from UNO, as did a lot of people here, and we love that school. Let's talk, Roy Karuba, first about the Flood Protection Authority East and some changes that have occurred and what's different between either a year ago and now and 2005 and now.
Tommy, good morning.
Good morning.
And Chief, thank you for being on the radio with me. Chief and I always speak from the same voice, and I'm excited to be here. And when I heard the broadcast last week with Jeff Williams, first and foremost, I want to thank the Corps of Engineers and their joint venture, along with Jeff and his team, for the incredible job they did getting our pumps fixed. We are ready for flood season. And to that end, and your question, Tommy, about the changes.
But wait, let me take a step back, if I can, Roy, and that is because I'm looking at it on a computer screen. People listening don't have that advantage. Tell me what you guys are in charge of.
So the Corps of Engineers, after Katrina, built some amazing structures to protect us from storm surge. And the Corps turned those assets over to the Flood Protection Authority to operate and manage. So that includes 192 miles of levees and floodgates, levees and flood walls, 246 gates. Eight what we call complex structures that actually close off the canals, and then three pump stations that have these enormous pumps that also function to close the canals so storm surge cannot come up through the canals. So all of those assets we operate and maintain to protect all the citizens of St. Bernard, East Jefferson, and Orleans. So it is our job in the Flood Protection Authority to make sure those assets work and are utilized in their capacity when there is an emergency. To that end, since I was put there as board president last November, we have made some very substantive changes to make sure that the agency, from a personnel standpoint, has all the equipment. And more importantly than the equipment, but the men and women that actually have to go out and close those gates and valves are more prepared to do so. And I'm going to let that be a segue and let Chief Rondino tell you about some of those changes we made from a civil service standpoint that betters our agency from the aspect of the people that have to do that job. Chief, take it over, please.
Good morning, Tommy.
Hey.
We came here and found a broken workforce that was completely disengaged. As you well know, a disengaged workforce is not able to serve to their full capacity. So we onboarded some workforce development training through Delgado and Nunez to better equip our frontline workers with educational tools so that they can best perform their jobs and duties. We also helped them to realize some pay improvement through some inner workings parts with civil service. to get them that training so that they're eligible for increased pay. So instead of some of our frontline laborers making $14 an hour, some of them make $21 an hour, and they have a career progression path laid out before them like never before. So by engaging our workforce, we are better serving the community of nearly a million residents with regards to flood protection. We've tested and retested and built in redundancy in our testing to make sure that we are better and ready to perform like never before. We have never been this prepared to perform for flood protection season ever. We did that with the strength of the governor backing us, and we encountered some adversity. You know, there were folks here who were self-serving, directing contracts to their buddies, no bid, no work contracts, and we've weeded that out. It has drawn a lot of attention to us, but we have moved forward with integrity, impeccable integrity, and the willpower to see it through no matter what. We face adversity, but our workforce is best prepared that they've ever been. We are ready to perform, and the best days are ahead of us.
When it comes to all of that money that was spent on flood protection, as you say that, Chief, it's only as good as the people that you have when it comes time to use it, right?
Correct. Which is why we've given our employees the tools they need with regards to education to be able to perform. Every single employee knows that they are to their best benefit to engage completely in education and training. We have Nunez and Delgado coming on site to train after work. They do 12-week training programs where they get a certificate. They take that certificate, put it onto their job application with civil service, and the next time we onboard employees, they realize some betterment in pay, maybe a dollar, maybe $1.50 an hour. But we have five different disciplines that we're currently teaching in partnerships with John Deere, United Rentals, to train them on all types of equipment so that they are a better engaged workforce. We have also implemented some employee savings benefits through secondary 457B pension plans that was not available to them before. So we're building a more resilient and robust workforce to serve the community. Look, we all live here. All of my elders live here. It is in our best interest to make sure that we never flood again. We will never forget the lessons that Katrina taught us 20 years ago, and we're never going back, Tommy.
Amen to that, especially with the outflow canals. I'm looking at them right now on the chart. We'll pick it up here when we come back. All right, guys, 821. We're talking with Roy Karuba, president of the Flood Protection Authority East, and Joshua Rondino, superintendent for the Orleans and East Jefferson Levee District Police Departments, about the Flood Protection Authority East. As we are in hurricane season, the quiet part of it, but let's hope it stays that way. 821 Traffic, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Roy Karuba, who is the president of the Flood Protection Authority East, and Joshua Rondino, who is the police chief of the superintendent for the Orleans and East Jefferson Levee District Police Departments. Let's talk about, I guess, maintenance, Roy, if we can, and what kind of maintenance goes on year-round to make sure that we're ready to go for hurricane season.
That's a great question. So, as I told you earlier in the broadcast, we have all these assets, $14.6 billion in flood protection assets, and they're a combination of gates, valves, and then what we call complex structures, which are these big gates that close the canals. And we use a term called exercise. We exercise them on a regular basis to make sure that they work when they need to work during an emergency or when there's an impending hurricane. So our maintenance department has schedules and routines where they go out on a regular basis and they make sure that all of our equipment is working. And then the other part of our maintenance, which is very interesting, we have over 3,500 acres of grass that we have to cut on all these levees. Mm-hmm. So that's all done on a regular basis as well. And when summertime's over and the grass is not growing, those maintenance men and women, they actually are the ones that exercise those gates. They are the ones that have to physically go out and close those gates and valves during an emergency situation. And to Chief's point earlier, those were the men and women that were in the most need of promotions and pay adjustments. And that all dovetails into a legislative audit that was done in September of 2022 that identified systemic racism and discrimination within the agency. When I became president in November, that was my first priority, was to make sure that that was corrected. To that end, the chief, who has over 20 years of experience in civil service matters. I put him in charge of rectifying that. So when Chief Rondino was speaking to you earlier about all those programs to improve our workforce, it all ties in to the culture that was at the agency before the governor put me there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important for people to know that that culture of discrimination and racism, which was prevalent in the agency, has been corrected. So when you see all these articles and people, you know, disgruntled board members that resigned because they thought morale was low and we took our focus off flood protection, nothing could be further from the truth. And I want all the citizens of East Jefferson, St. Bernard, and Orleans to know that we are better protected now than we've ever been from a personnel and equipment standpoint. We are ready to do our job. Our workforce is more qualified and more motivated, and our equipment is ready to go. And again, in the beginning of the broadcast, I thanked Jeff Williams and his team from the Corps of Engineers. We now have all 17 of our pumps in full operation. Our operations personnel works closely with the Corps to get this done before hurricane season. In concert with that, the chief has worked tirelessly to make sure that these men and women got their promotions and their pay increases. So I feel so good and confident that we are ready to go, especially with the 20th anniversary of Katrina looking us in the eye. We're ready.
One thing I wanted to bring up, as you mentioned grass on the levees, people don't realize how important that grass on the levees is, especially when they're constructed. And, Chief, what do people need to know and not do when it comes to damaging the work and the levees that y'all are working so hard to maintain?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Things they should not ever do?
Do not ever traverse the levee system in a motor vehicle or any heavy piece of equipment. So that grass is on top of armored turf, and the armored turf is actually what keeps the earth in place. Mm-hmm. So when you see those, what you think are divots, when, you know, dualies and big trucks run up and down the levee, they're actually damaging the turf. When they damage that turf, water goes through and it erodes the earthen levee. So it is very important not to traverse the levee system with heavy vehicles. And we have pathways for recreational use, but the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway from this, don't damage the levee turf. It looks like mud when you flip it up with your tires, and we are constantly having to go and repair divots because, you know, all of our workers are levee inspectors. That includes all of the policemen. Mm-hmm. I made sure that all of our officers, while they're out there patrolling, they're able to find the deficiencies if they exist so that we can, you know, quickly report them and get them fixed in an expedient manner. And look, Tommy, before I go too far into this, leadership is important. Mm-hmm. Colonel Jones, Deron Elsley, Jeff Williams, they had a vision to retool those pumps ahead of schedule, and we achieved that goal. We are able to move water out of the system at a flow rate of about 53,000 cubic feet per second because all of those pumps are functioning as if they were brand new. That at that flow rate, we could fill up the Superdome in 90 minutes. Let that sink in. We're better prepared than we've ever been for flood season. I'll say it time and time again, our employees are better engaged, they're better educated. About 40 of them have received, labor employees only, about 40 of them have received about a 10 to 15% pay increase because of work that they've done and earned it, and at least a dozen promotions internally. That is a completely engaged workforce standing ready to perform.
Thank you, guys. We got to go. I appreciate your time and your efforts. Roy Karuba and Joshua Rondino with the Flood Protection, Flood Protection Authority East. Thank you for your efforts. We'll take a break. Come back, talk Saints, 8:30, 1 minute late. Time for WWL First News. 8:45, quarter till 9. I'm going to tell you what, in a blink of an eye, Saints will be done with the OTAs, and then they'll be dismissed. They'll be back for the training camp in Metairie, and be on with the regular season, and it's going to be August before you know it. Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content. What is it, Jeff? Digital content, what are you?
whatever.
Producer, digital producer, that's what you are. How you doing, all right?
I'm doing good. How about you, Tommy?
I'm okay. Let's talk about, I see you got a story at WWL.com, a lot of content, digital content at WWL.com from Jeff Nowak, but about Bobby Hebert saying that the Saints are looking like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, you know, I'd agree with Bobby on that front. You know, one of the things that you wonder about when you change head coaches, especially when you change head coaches to a first-time head coach, the youngest head coach in the NFL, is it going to look like that? You know, are you going to go out there and kind of see people not knowing what to do, you know, inefficiently run practices? And we just haven't seen that at all. You would think that this was a guy who's been running practices his entire life, and he kind of has. I mean, we talk about head coaches, if it's completely different from a coordinator role, and it's really not. It's just that you are in charge of everybody as opposed to just one side of the ball. But I think that's been one of the more impressive things about what we've seen so far, is it's just everything's been fast paced. You know, these OTA practices are only about, you know, an hour, maybe 75 minutes. And at least what we see on the field, there's a lot more that's done behind the scenes. And the amount of work they've been getting in these sessions is impressive. You know, so guys are just running from station to station. No one's looking around trying to figure out what they're supposed to be doing. The coaching staff, who was mostly just thrown together this year, you know, obviously there's a good number of people that were with the Eagles that Kellen has worked with previously. But, you know, in large part, it's a new staff. You know, everyone seems to know what they're supposed to be doing. And I think that's an indicator that the planning that goes into these practices is a lot, you know. And I even asked, you know, Kellen about, so they put jersey numbers, or not jersey numbers, they always have jersey numbers. They put names on the back of the jerseys. And, you know, I think that's just another kind of, okay, he's very particular about how practices run. It's simpler to be able to just see the name on the jersey than try to remember, oh, who's in 34 now, who's in 71. I think that's interesting. And, you know, as we go into camp and things get a little bit more intense, that's a good sign, because, you know, you don't want to be wasting anyone's time in these practices.
Yeah, I'm getting excited just hearing you talk about Kellen Moore and the difference, because it is going to be the first time in a long time. It's not the Sean Payton, Dennis Allen thing, right? And I mean, this could be, especially when we get the quarterback position, we'll get there in a second. This could be a completely new product. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's going to look a lot different, right? You know, and whether that's on offense or defense, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes. You're going to have a young quarterback. You're going to have, you know, a new scheme on both sides of the ball. You're going to be running a 3-4 defense for the first time in however long. So you're going to see guys like Cam Jordan dropping into coverage in practices, and that's just not something that we're used to seeing.
How's he look dropping into coverage, by the way?
Yeah, mixed results. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's his forte.
He's not going to be a cornerback, right? He's not going to be a cornerback.
No. And Kellen has made a point to be like, hey, these defensive ends are out there to rush the passer. Like, if you can drop into coverage, great, but that's not really your job. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how that group kind of coalesces. It's kind of a discovery thing. And I think this year, more than most, you're going to see people win jobs in camp as they kind of prove what they're able to do. You know, a guy like Chase Young, like how is he? Can he play on the weak side? Can he play on the strong side? Cam Jordan, Carl Granderson, guys who have played in the system under Dennis Allen forever, now kind of get to show their wares. A couple of guys have lost some weight, so they're a little bit more fluid at that position. They don't have to be as bulky as a 4-3 defensive end. But no, it's exciting. It's, you know, I don't know how the season is going to go, right? it could go poorly, but I don't think that you need to win 10 games, 12 games, and go to the NFC Championship for this season to be a success. So that kind of opens up a lot more interesting opportunities and conversations.
Complacent would certainly not be a word that you would apply to the team and the practices so far.
No. There's a lot of work being done, and you know, they're invested. It's easy for me to sit here and say, like, oh, what's the ceiling of this team? You know, they're going out there every day, you know, and expecting to win a lot of games this season. You have veteran players. You know, a few of them we haven't seen yet because they haven't been at OTAs. But, you know, it's an interesting group because it's a very young group, but it's offset by a very strong group of veterans who you would expect to kind of raise the floor of this team, right? Like Tyrann Mathieu, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, these guys aren't going out there like, we'll see what, you know, we'll worry about next year. Like, they might only have 1 year left. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're not going to let any of these young guys just kind of coast. And I think that's what you want as a team. Like, I've seen some folks be like, hey, move on from all the veterans. Let's just do a youth movement everywhere. And I don't think that benefits you. You know, yes, Cam Jordan might not be the Cam Jordan of 5 years ago, but he's still a guy I want in that room, right? Same with Tyrann Mathieu, same with DeMario Davis. If they get supplanted by a young player, fantastic. But if they're not, then that means the young players need to step it up.
Let me sneak a break in here, Jeff. Jeff, we'll pick it up when we come back, talk about quarterback. Somebody texted in, Tommy, if you recall, the Saints looked pretty damn good for the first two games last season. And then I think that's a false comparison. I think that's apples and oranges. I don't think you can compare this year to last year at all in any way, shape, or form. We'll talk about quarterbacks. We come back, 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital producer. I know Buddy D, wherever he is calling me a squirrel right now, but I would say if the Saints were ever going to change their unis, now would probably be the time to do it. It's just turn the page, but that's not going to happen. Let's talk about the quarterback position. At what point do you think we'll know, or what have you seen so far, and then what are you looking for in OTAs, Jeff?
Yeah, so far we've seen a lot of 7-on-7 work, and that's going to continue through minicamp. We're going to be out there for all 3 days of practice this week. I don't expect to see an 11-on-11 full team session. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue to see. We need to see these guys keep making good decisions, get the ball out quickly. I'd like to see Tyler Shuck be a little bit more aggressive. I think he's kind of avoided the middle of the field to this point, and I think that's just a young quarterback thing to do. Things move a little quicker mm-hmm. in the middle of the field. It's safer throws to the outside the numbers. So that's kind of what I want to see, but that's really all we're going to get, you know, and we won't really know anything until training camp. I would expect, you know, it's going to go down to at least the second preseason game before you get a good picture of where things are at, just because it's going to be a legitimate competition. I know some folks will be out there be like, they're going to go for Tyler Shuck because he's Kellen Moore's guy. I don't think that's how they're approaching it. I think this is going to be a legitimate competition. They're going to grade it, and we're going to see how it goes. I think both guys have looked capable. If I had to pick a guy right now, it would be Spencer Rattler, but that's just because he has experience at the NFL level and he looks like it. I think for Spencer, you want to see him continue to kind of look like that confident guy who you feel like can go out there and win a game at the NFL level. And for Tyler, I think you need to see him continue to kind of add to his bag and show what he has. It's exciting either way. Like, we're going to go into this training camp period, and we're going to have something that we can really sink our teeth into and watch and grade and have conversations about. So that's fun.
This is a two-man race, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, Jake Haener hasn't been able to throw yet. He has a really strong history with Kellen Moore. His brother, Kirby Moore, was Jake's offensive coordinator at Fresno State. They run similar offenses. Jake has known Kellen since, like, 2017. So there is familiarity there. He's not going to be thrown out of the competition. But it is hard to envision a three-way quarterback competition really playing out throughout camp.
There aren't enough reps to go around, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's just not that many reps, and you know, I think two people have to rise to the top at a certain point, whether that's on the first day of training camp or midway through. I think that's what's going to happen.
Real quick, has one looked more careless with the football than the other, or more careful with the football than the other?
I think they've both been pretty careful with the ball, and I think that's, you know, at a certain point I'd like to see them get a little bit more aggressive. Mm-hmm. But right now I think they're pretty even in that regard.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, digital producer, our content producer, and We'll be talking to him as OTAs and training camp and everything else progresses. Americans spend about $38 billion annually on self-storage units. And as I drive around, I see some construction underway, and it amazes me that it's another self-storage unit. And that makes me wonder, how much crap can people have? And why are they willing to spend $38 billion annually to keep it when they rarely look at it? We're going to talk about clutter and divesting yourself, all of this stuff and more when we come back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.